Welcome to Totally Acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic. There are chords, but I don't know what they are, which is difficult when it's a song you've written yourself. Really, but so I'm going to start off with I'm going to try and do a couple of really, really, really old songs of mine from way back in the day. This is from a well, nowadays we say it was a crowdsourced musical, but back then in the early 1990s, this is a group of us who went to the same pub. We all together wrote a themed concept evening on the theme of Leicester being great. And this is one of the I can't remember what the other song I wrote. What was the other song I wrote? Anyway, this is one of the songs I wrote. I researched it in books because it was in the past and discovered that the traffic wardens first originated in Leicester. So this is a song about traffic wardens and why they're a good thing. Call the police and form a cordon. Let's all praise the traffic warden. They keep our city safe. If they should clamp you, you really should say thank you. It's your own fault if you left your car too late. Leicester was the first place to have them in their black and yellow suits. Double yellow lines were always on their minds as they marched by in their smart Doc Martin boots. Before they came to be, the Bobby on the beat was in charge of traffic control. But now they catch the crooks while the wardens fill their books, leaving us all free to rock and roll. So call the police and form a cordon. Let's all praise the traffic warden. They keep our cities safe. If they should clamp you, you really should say thank you. It's your own fault if you left your car too late. It's your own fault if you left your car too late. The recorded version of that does include some quite exciting electrical 12-bar blues guitar playing, not by me, as you could probably gather. This is also a very, very old song. I wrote this song when I first started out on the rocky road of rock. I used to do loads and loads of like singers' nights with folk singers, most of whom were a bit annoying. And the reason is that they were doing songs that were complete bloody lies. And that's what this. So I wrote this song for use whenever I played with a folk singer. My plan was that if they were on, then I would come on and do this song, which would just be knocking for six. Unfortunately, I was too scared ever to do that. But if I ever do it again, I'll probably chicken out again. So, but this song is called Call the Lyric Police. I was really quite impressed when you ran down the frets with your eyes tightly closed. It meant you knew the chords, and I nearly got undressed when you looked so intense. Then I had the misfortune of listening to the words. Well, they were a pack of lies. There was not a word of truth in the whole of the song. Also, it was shit and a bit too long, so I called for the Lyric Police. You never were a blacksmith. You've not been down to my shop in your whole stupid life. You're not a troubadour, you're not even poor, and you've not got six children and a wandering wife. Well, you may say it's folklore, you may claim it's a dying art, but you can take a penny whistle, shove it up your arse, and call for the Lyric Police. Whistling solo. Ain't it funny how the phonies you claim to keep it real are the biggest phonies of them all? And if you ever should encounter them, you know to call, go on, call for the Lyric Police. Oh yeah, call for the Lyric Police. One more time now, call for the Lyric Police. I'm going to try and do a song I've never done live before, because basically it's about 20 seconds long. And not really in a particularly good way. But what I thought I'd try and do, because I mean, I've just done this. We're just doing our Christmas single, and I've got loads of people to put stuff into it. And I thought maybe we try doing that here now this evening. So this song has basically one verse, which is just repeated again and again and again. But I thought maybe what we could try and do, this could be shit, in which case it won't be going on the podcast, is that if you could like join in some way as we go through, so you could sing along, or you could clap if you like, or you could... I don't want to say make hooting noises, because that's probably the whole thing. But if you could, just, as we go through, if we'll just see how long we can keep this going and see if we can generate an excitingly beautiful art thing. Or we'll stop after 3 rounds and pretend it never happened. So really, we'll see how that goes. So this song is called Everybody Let's Get Together, and it goes like this. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody all get together now. That's it, really. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody all get together now. Howdy, last time me. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody, let's get together now. It's coming. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody, let's get together now. Singing and clapping. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody all get together now. Singing that I can hear. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody all get together now. You sing or hoot. Everybody hoots. Everybody all get together, make the world a little bit better. Everybody, let's get together now. Oh, the hooting worked. I thought that was wait a minute. So this is a really, really old song I wrote ages ago, when I spent my whole time going to pubs and looking at girls, and then going home alone, whereas now I don't do that. This song is quite a lengthy metaphor for that sort of thing. There was a load of old bollocks, really, as I remember it. And this song is called Where Is My Torch? Where is my torch that I've been carrying for so long? I've put it down to put my antlers on. When I look back, it had gone. Where is my torch? 'Cause it's getting dark again. So I'm ignoring common sense. Yes, I know we'll always be friends. And it's a medieval ideal of chivalry that condemns me to live a life of celibacy. A burning your percussion sells me batteries. And if you need a light, you can get a light from me. Get a light from me. This was never in the plan, but I've become a matchstick man, and it's starting to burn my hand. Where is my torch? Where is my torch? It's over there. Interestingly, as it turned out after I wrote that song, it wasn't a medieval ideal of chivalry that was condemning me to a life of celibacy. It was mostly not washing. No. Also drinking the game pub for 8 years without realising.
Anyway, what I was going to do, I was going to do a really big introduction, because I thought, okay, oh, you know, Walton Village Fate, first meeting John and Paul, and then I couldn't think of any of the first gigs that were famous. Can anybody think of any famous first gigs that he was ever done?
That Sex Pistols one that everyone said they were at.
Yeah, that wasn't the first gig. That was Manchester Free Trade. Well, I thought that as well. That was. Okay, so does anybody know? You must know a famous first gig.
Well, I was just going to say the Smith and Rock Garden, but that's about their third gig.
Yeah,
well,
that's it. Yeah. So in two or three gigs' time, they'll probably do a really amazing gig that everybody will remember forever. But not this one. For Low, this is their debut gig. A band who I and nobody has seen, apart from people who work wherever you've been rehearsing, who have probably been enjoying it immensely. So please welcome Fake Bit Polytechnic.
Okay, this is our totally acoustic setup.
We'll come to that.
We'll deal with that in between songs later on. And this first tune, does anyone know breakbeat and electro funk DJ, tech funk DJ, sorry, Lee Coombs?
No.
No? All right. Well, this song is about being a web developer and wanting to be more like him.
We discuss a website for his record label, and we look at the old site on a shiny laptop on his coffee table. He's got a home studio with a 303, the classic acid synth, all set up on a mezzanine, like he's a preacher preaching from his plinth. Why can't I be like Lee Coombs? 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 Is it because I am a tinhead? He used to DJ Acid House. Now he plays breakbeat, he's always on the scene. He plays Brazilian festivals with all the girls there, you know what I mean. No one attends my concerts or chants my lyrics or dances to my tunes. Why must I be like this then? Why can't I be more like Lee Coombs? Why can't I be 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 like Lee Coombs? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared? Join in for my own power. Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power? Is it because I'm scared of my own power?
No, it's because I'm a tithead.
Thank you. This next song is also set in a specific location, though I'm going to point out for potentially legal reasons. It actually happens in a 99p store, but I have changed what you'll probably work out where I changed it to. It's not a huge change. Because it fitted better in the words. We're ready to go. Shall I start?
Yeah, do you want a B?
Wait, all right, we go. Okay. I heard Daft Punk is playing at my house, playing in Poundland. And I've nothing against Poundland, I just don't want that to happen to me. So I have listed out all of this song's terms and conditions. To which, by listening to any parts of it, you have automatically agreed. First off, this song may not be played in supermarkets. Obvious one to start off with. In malls or on the high street or in outlet villages on the edge of town. And it's not like you can record another version of it. This song may not be covered by Radiohead or X Factor contestants or Mark Ronson or anyone appearing on the Radio 1 Live Lounge. And this song may not accompany TV montages. As a clumsy indicator of the mood the narrator wants to set. And this song may not advertise family hatchbacks, Apple iPods, or mobile phone network. Talk time tariffs that implies they provide some state of mystical telepathic communion with everyone you've ever met. And people say, well, aren't you restricting your audience? And I say, yes, but I'm keeping all my self-respect. That the market today won't want quite this degree of self-referentiality anyway, and I say, who knows what will be in fashion next? That's kind of a rhetorical question. The answer, of course, is me. I know what will be in fashion next, and what will be in fashion next is me. Quite simple. This song may not be the backing for wacky YouTube videos of pets, extreme sports, or troops shooting civilians. It's not part of any Facebook campaign, petition, or quiz. And this song may not be put in a PowerPoint as a towering example of the power of social media, especially if by some unlikely work of fate it actually is. Just to conclude now, this song may not appear on any Top Gear CD of essential driving anthems. It's not streamable in Grand Theft Auto, playable in Guitar Hero, or available in Simlish, the made-up language spoken by The Sims. This song may not be compared by reviewers to either Thou Shalt Always Kill or The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. This is telling everyone they also want to listen to them. People say you can't control your work once it's out there. Say, hey, has anyone really tried? And music supervisor, next track contestants, and shopkeepers ask, am I seriously suggesting that all these things should now take place in a tense, awfully expectant silence? And I say, well, really, that's between you and LCD sound system. I'm just trying to draw a line. So we are Fakebit Polytechnic. If the name's not immediately obvious, we're kind of a confrontational electroclash duo. So when Mark said, "Hey, do you want to do Totally Acoustic?" We're going, "Yeah, obviously." And we
had a think about it, and we thought, like, there's kind of two aspects to this. I mean, number one, if we wanted an acoustic piano, we couldn't get one. You know, couldn't go
up the stairs. Yeah,
so electronic piano, involved. But not through a PA. And that's exactly the same as one of these, and it probably has about as much computing power in it as we're using in the laptop. And the laptop doesn't actually make any noise, it just sends instructions to the keyboards, and, you know, and if that's not enough for you, just sort of, tune into the sound of my fingers.
And the keyboard is from 1989, if anyone's a fan of the Yamaha Music Station range. This is hopefully another quite short intro. This is about this is quite a common situation. Shout out if it rings any bells. It's like if you've got an attention deficit disorder, you're seeing someone who's got an attention deficit disorder, but you know what I mean? It's a different kind of attention deficit disorder. And obviously there's a lot of songs about that. There is an argument that all songs are really about that. This one, however, is called ADD Like I Do.
Two-bar count?
Yeah, go on. And you
say you're hyperactive. Your concentration flips from one thing to another and it makes you so distracted. But there's some things you get to discover, like I'm nodding at this news that you're not stable. But I'm listening to the conversation that they're having at the next table, just in case there's something that I don't know already. And you can't stop staring at TVs, and you turn up when everything damn well please. But you don't really ADD like I do. You're always texting while we're talking. Small conversation is just too boring. But you don't really ADD like I do. And I don't believe you hear or see like I do. I don't think you're getting the bored expressions flashing across my face in fractions of a second. It's like you don't have the channels I subscribe to. Cause you don't ADD. You don't ADD like me. And that's something we kind of do all know already. And you can't stop staring at TVs. You turn up whenever you damn well please. You're always texting while we're talking. Cause normal conversation is just too boring.
Cause you can't stop staring at TVs.
And while we're glamorising neurological conditions,
and you turn up whenever you damn well please.
I'd like to emphasise that it's not a competition.
You're always texting while we're talking.
I'm sure there's things you feel more severely.
Cause you don't really.
You don't really.
Cause you don't really.
You don't really.
Cause you don't really.
ADD like me.
That was not actually funny, that was just really complicated. For that, I thought of making it longer, given the target audience.
Exactly.
There we go. So I think, who's seen the Social Network movie? So, well, okay, so I don't want to spoil too much of it, but essentially what happens in the opening scene of the Social Network movie, it's about the guy who invented Facebook. The opening scene strongly implies that he invented Facebook purely while at university, purely to impress his girlfriend at the time. I don't want to spoil it, but what then happens is his girlfriend is far from impressed. Quite the opposite, in fact. He then goes off and invents Facebook. You never quite get to terms with his reaction to the whole thing with his girlfriend. But I think if they ever do, I'm not saying that we're like David Fincher and Trent Reznor. That comparison is for other people. if Aaron Sorkin ever does do a West End musical of the Social Network movie, which he might, this song would certainly clarify those thought processes to a certain degree. So this is just me, isn't it?
That's one sentence.
I spoke it as I went. Here we go.
Use Facebook to tell me you changed your mind, but just in case there's just a chance, I'm on there all the time, where the screens are full of details of the people that we know. And if you thought we had a shot, it really doesn't show. And there's always new ways to miss you here in the updates and the feeds. When you make new friends or take photos of men, it tells me instantly, and it suggests your name in searches.
but does it bleed somehow? It doesn't mention your relationship status, cause that's too much right now. So it's like there's no trace of your embrace now on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
our long conversations don't break to mention now on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
and it's like we never spent those times together now on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
and I'll stop clicking when I start missing you on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile, I guess there must be settings to help this torment end. I could just block your updates or delete you as a friend. But receiving these reminders with the feelings fading out and agreeing that they're fleeting is what being here is about until it's like
there's no trace of your embrace then on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
our long conversations won't wait to mention then on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
it'll be like we never spent those times together then on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
and I'll stop clicking when I stop missing you on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
there's always new ways to miss you here on Facebook.
On your Facebook profile,
and something should just disappear from Facebook.
From your Facebook profile,
one day I'll put all this behind me on Facebook.
Facebook,
but there'll always be some things to remind me on Facebook.
Facebook.
She's in fact the favourite person that my dad has ever seen me play with. Whenever I see my dad, he goes, "How's that Jelly Girl game?" So if you have a sprightly 60-year-old, do take him to a Jenny Lockie gig. He'll love him, as I'm sure will you.
Hey.
So please welcome Jenny Lockie.
He'd asked for her hand and
I learned the truth about Gran that day, watching her dive off that boat and then swim away. Through the waves she went over and under them, splashing, crashing her way through the water, and I thought this explains a lot. The excessive bathing in baths full of salt and the sea view hotels, a beachcomber was she. Her skin was pure oil, her aroma fishy. And as she dives, she called back to me. Now you know why I live for the sea. And when I die in the ocean, I want to be laid. For sure as the wind was there in that sail, I caught a glimpse of her shiny tail on the day I found out my granny Pearl was a mermaid. Actually, somebody heard that and got in touch with me, and they're a children's book illustrator. So, fingers crossed, touch wood and all of that. There'll be a children's picture book out soon. She showed me the pictures of the Granny Pearl, and I nearly wet myself. Oh, I was so excited. This is proper mermaid, and with a long... She's like an old woman mermaid, and she's very tastefully got her top on. You know, because after a certain age, you know, it all starts going down south. And she, first of all, she drew pictures that were of a tropical island, and I thought, well, actually, it's somewhere like Skegness, really. So she redrew it all, and it's just really, really magic. And even if it doesn't get done, because publishers might say no, there'll still be something very special, because I've got a teeny tiny book that she did, which is called a dummy book, and she's made it up like that, and it's like, oh. It's like I keep it in my car. So if my car ever gets stolen, I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I should take it out of my car. Yeah, so it's very, very special. And she's got paintings that she's done, and I'll have those, and nothing else happens. So, anyway, yeah, something to look forward to. This is another song, not related to mermaids or anything. Place is a mess, I must confess, it's getting on my tits. Could you clear it up a bit? Soon my friends will be here, they shouldn't have to cheer you up. I know what you've been through with him dumping you. You came here and wept, and neither of us slept. We just sat in my kitchen, I listened to you bitching, and I made you cups of tea, and I said, come and stay with me. But darling, don't you know, that was 2 years ago. I'm thinking, get out the house, go have a drink. How'd you feel about that? Why don't you have a little think of what you do? Could you move your stuff off the floor? Cause I want my life back the way it was before, don't you? And please don't think I don't care, but it isn't fair. You're wallowing in self-pity, your red puffy face, you're staring into space, and your manky wet tissues are all over the place. You're the best mate I've ever had, so why are you making me feel so bad? I'm thinking, get out the house, go have a drink. How'd you feel about that? Why don't you have a little think of what you do? Could you move your stuff off the floor? Cause I want a flat back the way it was before. on earth. I know you don't know what to do, but soon my friends will be round and not as round as you. So, out the house, down the gym, whatever you do, don't think about him leaving behind. Put him out of your mind, cause you've been doing it for you and all womankind. And maybe you will see horrible. Are you very good at blowing like this? Oh, that's lovely. Can we have it coming from over this side of the room, like back up? Oh, moving across the valley. Okay, it's a very short piece of wind that was, so it's still nice.
Gust.
It was a gust, yeah. Sometimes they're the best bits, aren't they? Because if wind goes all the time, you tend not to notice it. But if you just have a gust, it's more noticeable. You think, oh, that's a bit of nice wind there. Like when somebody opens the door on a bus. You think, oh, that's those kind of moments when you actually notice the weather. I think we're all so busy just doing stuff. Feel free to blow at any time during this song. I'll bend, I'll blow, sometimes high and sometimes low, but around and around and around and around I'll go. I'm the washing blow. I'm blue and yellow, sometimes brown, look good with jeans or an evening gown, and if I'm special I go up and down. I'm the washing blow. And when you hang your clothes on me, hear them shout, yippee. They know it'll do them good, hanging out where all good clothes should. And the pleasure's all mine, I'm the washing. Thank you. She bought me 'cause she thought she could, and because she thought she should. A wife deserves a treat or two. It's what any girl would do. They'd had a row and she'd gone out, and while he thumped and stomped about, she came down the road and purchased me to have with Emma Dale and Dee. 'Cause I'm a chocolate cake, the best baker could bake. Cream of the crop with a cherry on the top, and I'm so good for comforting a sad girl in her hour of need. I'm a friend indeed. But then of course he had to win, and he snuck out to sneak back in. He tried to win back her affections with a box of lousy cheap confection. I can't believe she'd be disloyal with little toe rags all in foil. The quality I easily surpass. I'm in a totally different class. 'Cause I'm a chocolate cake, the best a beggar can bake. How dare she give me up for a caramel cup? Her immoral behaviour would demean an ice cream wafer. Well, I'll show her I'm only meant to last a day. My cream will go off anyway. Middle will start to sag. My lovely ribbon, a soggy rag. And then she'll put me in the fridge. Between the common food, I'll squidge. Ah, please, you know I used to be a cake. There's been a rather large mistake. 'Cause I'm a chocolate cake, the best a baker could bake. I can't understand why she'd be so underhand. I'm supposed to be enjoyed straight away, but she's got it all quite wrong. I shouldn't have been here this long, and now it's dark and I'm all right. Not in the fridge, at least not. Not the book to bed left me loose. A chocolate cake all on her room. Ooh, there's a light upon the stair. I do believe that someone's there. Her husband wears a sneaky smile, but I think I like his style. 'Cause I'm a chocolate cake, the best a baker could bake. Too good to be missed and very hard to resist. His taste buds are on fire. He can't curb the desire to poke his finger in my icing. And it's so very, very nice. He slowly cuts himself a slice of me. He lifts me up towards his lips and licks me off his fingertips. He really doesn't want to spoil me, but he can't help but crease my doiling. He doesn't want to go too fast. He'll do the best to make me last. 'Cause I'm a chocolate cake, the best a baker could bake. I'm adulterated pleasure that you just can't fake. Lay me on the table, have me for your midnight feast, and take me peace. Bye. I'm a chocolate cake. He's finally got my ribbon off the chocolate cake. I can't believe he's had enough of chocolate cake. Finish me. I'm a chocolate cake. Guaranteed to satisfy a chocolate cake. Oh, yes, indeed, that is why a chocolate cake. You're very nearly there. Oh, I think I've lost my cherry. I'm a chocolate. I don't know why I'm on the floor, isn't it? Chocolate cake. Thank you. Orgasm on the floor. And I'll let you know when that's going to happen. You can all come along and watch. You can bring your spatulas and everything. Thank you, Mark, for having
Thank
me.
Hey, thanks very much. Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Fake Big Paw Technique. And thank you, of course, for coming along.
Thanks, Mark.
And there we go. That was another rather lovely Totally Acoustic. The next one is on Tuesday the 7th of December back at the Lamb, and you can find all the details about how to get there on our webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com/. We've got Helen Arney playing and Tim Evely, which means it will be a great night. We should have some links to their pages on our page as well. Do have a listen, do pop along. Thanks to everybody who came this time for coming. Thanks to Jenny and to Fakebook Polytechnic for playing. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.